Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's that kind of weird in-between week. It's the 29th of December 2025. I want to talk today about procrastination through focusing on small tasks rather than the big things that we need to do. So we all procrastinate to some level or another. And I used to be a terrible procrastinator back in the day. I'm talking like 30 years ago. And I read lots of books and I sort of just became aware of this terrible habit and how it was holding me back. This was actually before I even started my first business. I was a work procrastinator. And let's be honest, when you're an employee, it's so easy to procrastinate, isn't it? A cup of tea can be turned into, you know, making a cup of tea or a coffee can be turned into making a cup of tea or coffee for the whole office, which can become a 30-minute thing. So I learned to procrastinate fairly early. I then realized it's a bad thing. It's holding me back. It's stopping me getting promotions. And I cured my procrastination. And actually, I was the one guy that wouldn't make tea for anyone because I was too busy doing my work to get the better results, to get promoted. But I realize now, and this is my 21st year as a business owner, I realize I still procrastinate now, but that procrastination hides itself in the kind of work that I'm doing. And maybe you do the same, because I see lots of MSPs do exactly this. So let's say I've got a big job to do, a big chunky 5-hour job, but it's a big leap forward. If I get that, doesn't matter what it is, but let's say if I get that thing done, a big leap forward, I'm going to grow the business, or we're going to have a new product, or we're going to have a major development or something. The form that my procrastination takes these days is that I will go and have a look at my email to see what emails need to be done. Even though I have a member of my team, Christelle, who reads all my emails for me and deals with them on my behalf. So I only need to deal with like 5 emails a day, which only I can deal with. Or maybe I'll nip onto LinkedIn, or I'll go onto Basecamp, which is our internal system that we use to communicate with each other. And even though my team doesn't need me there to do all the work, the business has been deliberately engineered that I don't need to be here. I'm here to just drive progress. And obviously I do all the stuff like this. I do all the front, you know, the front facing stuff, but you get the idea. So my procrastination takes the form of doing small things, which is kind of nuts. And it's worse. It's at its absolute worst when I've got a big project to do. So maybe you have a similar thing, or maybe if you don't, maybe your technicians do, because we do this as a way of putting off that big thing, which we know is important, but as a way of doing it in a way which doesn't make us feel bad. Because surely if we check our emails, or in your case, you check your tickets, or you do a couple of minor little tech tasks that have come in, you can kind of kid yourself of, oh, I'll just get these done. I'll get them out of the way, and then I'll move on and I'll do that big thing. And of course, what you actually do is you lose an hour or 2 hours, and you certainly lose your life energy and your productivity energy. You lose it to doing those small things. But when you go to bed at the end of the day, you're kind of thinking, oh, well, at least I've got loads of stuff done today. At least I know I didn't get that big project done, but I got some stuff done. It's a different form of procrastination to flicking on the TV or Instagram Reels, right? Because we know that sitting watching a TV show or watching Instagram Reels is not helping us to grow the business. But here's the thing. Dealing with low-level tickets is also not helping you to grow the business. In fact, what it's doing is it's stopping you from doing the big things that make the difference. So I'm now so aware of this that I kind of force myself to do the most important thing early on in the day. And it drives my team crazy that I move calls around and I push stuff to the afternoon when I'm a little bit more tired because I have more energy early in the morning. But I know that's the only way to focus on those big things. And I'm very aware, and right down to I will shut down my email. I will turn off Basecamp. In fact, I should really take them off my phone and certainly take socials off my phone because, you know, the concept of social media it's great. But someone else should be doing that for you, right? Social media and your marketing, someone else should be doing that for you so you're not procrastinating through social media and all these small things. But I'm very aware of this now. I'm just conscious, are you aware of it? Do you do this? Have you caught yourself doing this? Sometimes we only become aware when we've got a big thing that we want to do and we're wondering why it's taking us week after week after week to do it. Now, if this is something you'd like to talk about with me, I'm not actually here this week. In fact, none of my team are, but I'm going to be back on the 6th of January. So that's a week tomorrow. I'm doing a marketing clinic, a drop-in marketing clinic. I do these most Tuesdays and Thursdays. Actually, to be fair, the back end of last year, I was just doing them once a week, but I'm going to try much harder this year to do them twice a week. life gets in the way. It's my daughter's fault. She's been applying for all these different drama schools and yeah, I can blame her. Easy to blame her. Anyway, that's going to be back on the 6th. Most weeks I have two drop-in clinics where you can just drop it, literally drop in at any point in the time I'm online and just ask me anything to do with your marketing, your business growth, anything at all. Sometimes there's like 5 or 10 people there. Sometimes there's no one there. Sometimes you might get lucky and it might be just you and me having a chat for 10 minutes. But you can find all the details of that in the portal. Just go to support in the navigation and you'll see the drop-in marketing clinic there. And if you do need support from us during this in-betweeny week, so my team are off, as I say, they're actually back next Monday, the 5th of January, where we all are. It's when the business reopens. But I'm going to be in the members-only Facebook group every single day. So if you've got something you want to talk about with your marketing in the next week or so, just go in there and I'll check it every single day, I promise. So I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.